Today is the 11th.
Board of Works PDF.
I've got everything gutted.
Everything is gutted.
I thought so. Yep.
What's that?
The panel's still standing? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think there may be some old ones brought up,
though. Or talk to you about some electrical stuff.
We'll see.
Okay.
About that.
You can't afford it.
You did.
No, I do.
What? Okay.
We met with Trace.
His last wiring job. Yeah.
Really? No, I didn't know that.
Everybody could just become a supplement.
What new building?
What's going on?
When they did the...
Who you got
stay home.
Really?
Oh.
For Kelly, that new Kelly's new place? What'd they say?
Said to get a new tenant.
Somebody, we caught it, turned him in.
Yeah.
So he wants a new tenant.
Sounds like somebody
that he thinks he can just push.
Okay, I see.
If it's not somebody calling, oh, Sean.
Wouldn't be for trucks in there, it'd been all right.
Did you have to get like some engineer's plans for that and send it to the state? Who did them for you?
That's okay.
I did the plans.
Ready?
I did the plans and then called this guy.
Ready?
And he put a stamp on it and sent them in.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They recommend you back it.
Are we starting? I think you're being Skyped.
Oh, yeah.
I've been scammed.
Sorry, guys.
Playing games up there, Walter?
Oh, don't worry, he's just Skyping.
Is this interactive?
You want to get this?
I am ready.
Oh, that's okay. Okay. Well, then let's go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It's December 11th. It is 5:21 p.m. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Weagle.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
Okay, in front of you is the Board of Works meeting minutes from November 27th. Did you have a chance to look over those? And are there any changes or issues you'd like to correct? Hearing none, can I have a motion?
We accept the minutes as presented.
Second.
Okay, any further discussion or questions?
I will say that the first batch I sent out was wrong, and I sent another one. Which, because it was the location of where we were putting the wood.
Oh, okay.
Originally,
at the north substation.
Yeah, originally I think she had it that we were putting it at the hand and car.
Okay.
So in case you read that, it is a change.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for that.
What about it?
Any other questions or discussions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay, pay request. American Structure Point.
Sure, this is for work performed during the month of October. You'll see there's some billing against the different phases that include the mitigation as well as utility work and the delineation. Everything is in order on this. Be my recommendation the board acts favorably. Mm-hmm. The sum of $1,541.56.
And this is for the 205 project.
This is, yes.
Okay. Any questions of Jeff? Hearing none, can I have a motion?
I make a motion that we accept Jeff's recommendation to pay invoice number 58995 to American Structure Point for the amount of $1,541.56.
Second.
Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay. 2013 Fire Department Agreement.
This is our annual agreement with the volunteers that basically ensures that we have the service of the volunteers. Nothing's really changed on it for, I'm guessing, at least 4 or 5 years. If you have questions, I'd be more than happy to entertain it.
Any questions, comments on the agreement? Okay, then can I have a motion?
I move that we accept the fire department agreement as presented.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay. Bills. Did everyone get a chance to take a look at those bills? Give you a moment to pull them up. Yeah, I saw that. What was the...
The first one was for the fire volunteer fire departments. Their, what you just signed.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were having their dinner Saturday, so they... I did their checks so that they could...
Oh, okay.
And then the second one was for that full-blown...
I didn't get one.
Thanks.
Okay. But in the item, or in the city bills, it's just one line item for the fire, right?
No, there's two separate ones.
Okay, so we need to approve both sets of bills, is what you're saying.
Okay, that's what I was...
Okay. Okay, so I'll do the volunteer fire then first, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I will make a motion that we pay the bills for the volunteer fighters in the total of $22,800.01.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. We'll go to the second set of bills. This one would be the our regular set of bills. And any questions over those? Hearing none, can I have a motion? Page 47 for you.
I'm looking for the final, the final tally. That's the cheapest.
Yeah. Yep. 12 cents.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. Someone want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we pay the bills as presented for $776,337.12.
Okay. And I will second that. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Thank you very much. Rosie, you may pay the bills. Okay. Going back to the Board of Works agenda. Before we go to department head reports, there's some old business I thought we needed to bring up in some way, shape, or form, and I don't remember what it is. I think Jeff had one. Rosie, did you have an old business, or was that for council?
I had it under, there's line improvements.
Okay. Oh, those two pieces, then?
And then the transfer.
Well, that will go to...
Oh,
well,
that's council.
Yeah, the transfer will go to council. The other one will. Okay. Okay, so let's first go to the Vine and Line Street improvements, then.
Sure. Just a little background, and looking forward to the Phase 2 South Line Street street, water, sidewalk, curb improvements that are slated for in the spring. Kelly and I got to talking about the fact that we currently have undersized and broken down storm system in that area that actually acts as a collector for the combined sewer system. It goes directly into to the sanitary sewage. So we thought that this would be a perfect opportunity for us to separate the stormwater from the sanitary lines, as we have already started working away from the trunk line that was recently installed along South Chauncey Street. This would have to be done prior to them coming in the spring, though, to start working on the street stuff. So we asked Wygent Excavating to put together a quote for us, as well as Reef Construction, and we have now received both of those. Kelly and I have reviewed those. They are identical as far as their specifications, but not so with the price. And between the two, Wygent's is the low quote at $41,045 even, and we would request approval from the Board of Works to award it to them. They can start immediately and probably be done by the end of the year, right, Kelly? Isn't that basically what they said?
Oh, that'll be quick.
Yeah, we've got, as I said, broken down catch basin inlets. The system is undersized. We've got one area just south of Water Hog on Diamond Avenue that has always been a flood-prone area, and it's just, the area needs attention. some storm improvement attention. So this is a good opportunity to tie that in with the other utility work down there.
Okay. Very good. Any questions or discussions about this? If you remember at the last Board of Works meeting, we had some discussion we decided to kind of postpone it and table it until this time where we got the second of the two quotes and so we had some comparison basis. So
I guess my question, it's not really a question about this, but mm-hmm. except it is because it kind of feeds into it.
Okay.
I'm looking at, I look at this project for $41,000 and I look at the project on for that southeast side.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something we should be looking at doing differently on our own instead of hiring out the GAI to do a project for $800,000 versus, is there some way we can, maybe engineer this thing ourselves? Or
What's the
difference between 41 and 800? I mean, I understand that's a whole southeast side.
I think it's the lay of the land. I think you have to look at it case by case, because over where we're having that design is we're talking about literally tearing up roads and going 15, 16 feet deep.
Yeah.
This is a gravity design. It's not pressure design. I think that the complexity, I really believe it's an apple and orange. I think this speaks highly of our talents, that we can identify what we feel comfortable with, and the talents have the talent to do that on our own. But what I see over at Vine, that is a long-term design plan that if you don't get it right the first time, all the other sections that you do over the next 4 to 5 years isn't going to be right either. So I look at it from that perspective. I ask the same question in my own mind, but then I go back and I have to rely on the experts. And then I also have to define the scope of work of what we're dealing with over in that part of the town. And it's just not, this is pretty straightforward. Where that one over there is, again, designed to be broke up in multiple phases over, I think, 5 years.
There's three phases.
Three phases.
And you're absolutely correct, Walt, that the preliminary design has to factor in those subsequent phases to get the trunk interceptor correct. So, yeah, there's a lot more design work that has to go into it up front.
Now, maybe as we go forward, maybe there's some of those secondary legs that we could look at to see if it falls into the category we're talking here. I think it's very critical that we have that design to support the long term.
Well, and I think what's interesting also is that as we look at that major project on the southwest side of our community, as we look at that project, we've approved basically final design of it. We've not approved construction, so it may be possible. And I'm just saying the word may, but it may be possible for some of the local people to potentially do some of the work. I don't know, but I think that's definitely something that as we look at the project as a whole, after we get it final design, after we get the final design in, I think that's where we can really take a hard look at it and say, do we have local people that can do this work, or do we have to have a larger firm do it? So I think that's a good question, Dan, and I think it is a question that we continually ask ourselves. Is there somebody local that can take care of this that, theoretically and usually cost us less dollars, and it keeps the money in the community? So I think it's a good question. I think it's a question we can continue to ask ourselves. Yeah, thank you for that. Absolutely. Okay, any other discussion or questions or okay. Well, Jeff's recommendation is to accept the Wyken Excavating quote for the sum of $41,045 even, and for the work to be completed between now and spring, basically, right?
They'll start on it immediately.
Yeah.
And the funding of this is 100% stormwater.
I didn't hear any of the other utilities step up.
But I think it's important to acknowledge that, you know, that we're doing this right with our financing, cash financing that we have. We're not borrowing money on this.
That's correct.
So I think that's a positive that we want to echo.
Yep. Yeah, definitely cash on hand, and that's a very good point, Walt, and the fact that we that this is, again, one of those projects that supplements the rest of our stormwater and wastewater system. The more water we can take out of the storm or the wastewater system, the less chemicals we use, and the process becomes easier and cheaper for us in the long run. So, and plus, that's kind of why we have a stormwater fee, is to take care of projects like this. So I think it's a good use of our dollars, and I think it's an important project. So.
Mayor, I just so the rest of the department is aware of it, but contacted Jeff, and I think I may send something to Kelly, that any contractors that the city uses from now on, this new law has to do the e-verify for their employees. And the Wygens did turn theirs in. So.
And they also have to sign off they don't do business with Iran. Isn't that the other part of it?
I don't remember that.
Okay.
That could be the local policy, couldn't it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, anything else?
I'll make
the motion. Sure, if you'd like to.
Accept a bid from Wygens for $41,045.
Okay. And I'll second that motion. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. We can move forward with that project. Look forward to, I guess we can't really see the end result of it, but but look forward to getting that project started. Okay. Jeff, do you want to talk about automated energy since that's old business?
Sure. I think that Marcia had, through her or her secretary, had distributed the proposed agreement with the customers and the city. And
I don't remember seeing that.
Oh.
I don't think she sent it to anybody but me, but I didn't do anything with it.
Oh.
I thought that was
sent to everyone.
Uh-uh.
My bad.
I don't know. She forwarded it to me and you, I think.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. You want to push it off till the 26th then?
Not really.
Okay.
Do you have a copy that you can pass down? It's really short and it's very, I mean, Marcia could explain it.
Okay.
It's at the request of the board to come up with.
I support legal counsel advice on that contract.
Are you talking about the agreement with the business that's going to enter into the with the city?
Right.
Yeah, I have it. Sorry, I should have said to distribute, but I.
Anyway, that was the recommendation of the board while she's looking at it, and then the other thing was that. Looking at the timing of the meter itself, there's really two different types of meters that can be used. And the manufacturer's rep had misplaced the meter, apparently, and then they had problems with the getting it set to the right programming. And Ron Goldmeyer assures me that everything's okay now, and we're set to have the meter delivered the 19th of this month. The proposed agreement that you're looking at, I forwarded to the business that is interested in starting the service, and he's okay with it as long as we fill out in the blanks before he signs it. And I think that was the only.
I was talking to Ron the other day about it because I'm still very confused. Are you guys just going to read it? And I still don't understand how it's going to coordinate with us.
We'll read it.
But what does it do with our billing? I mean, I still don't understand it.
The only thing extra that you're going to do is to have
$25.
A second standalone bill.
Okay, I understand that.
For that. That's all you're going to be doing.
It doesn't affect what we bill.
No.
What basically from the billing aspect, which this has nothing really to do with what you guys do, but the formula of the billing, if I'm remembering correctly, the formula of the billing will be put into the program right? And they can go on and basically get an estimate as to what their bill is for certain periods of time. Has nothing to do with you. It's all, it's the formula that you use put into their program. So you won't have to do anything in regards to that. All I think that you'll be in charge of basically is the actual billing, the additional billing monthly, the monthly fee. Does that make sense?
What we need to do is to we'll provide automated energy with our current rates and tariffs. Mm-hmm. And they will put that into their software, and then once they get the information on usage and demand based off of the meter, then they'll tie the two together and do the trailing information for the business. All you'll have to do, I say all, but what you'll have to do is to come up with a second bill that is strictly based off of their sliding scale of number of users, and it was around $25, I think, is what I said.
Yep.
Based off of existing IMPA member users.
The only question I have for legal counsel is on the second, the second paragraph where it says the city shall provide an internet link to a profiling software program. That can't be construed at all, you think, by the company to say that we're going to be providing any kind of internet access or anything like that, do you?
I don't think so. This, I'm totally going to come clean on this. Jeff provided me a sample with the U of Town from, who was that? I
don't who was it?
So this is taken from...
Might have been Anderson.
Was it Anderson?
Might have been.
Yeah. So this is something that they had been using.
The business actually provides that.
Okay.
I don't know if it...
You mean the internet access?
Or the internet connection.
Right, correct. Yeah. I just want to make sure that it wouldn't be construed or anything, which I don't think it would be. I'm just making sure.
To what?
Well, instead of being, like, I guess I'm just thinking access instead of link. But it's, I mean, I think it's fine. I just want to make sure it won't be...
Oh, like you mean access to the city's software or something?
Or to be a provider of.
A provider of internet for them. That's the only thing. But again, I don't think it... I think if you read it explicitly, it does not say that. I just want to make sure that you don't think it'll be construed that way.
Will the link be available on the Columbia City's website, which is what...
Mm-hmm.
That's how the AEI...
So, I mean, that's how they'll do it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if my tablet is the device and I'm the business owner, I'm going to plug this in to a internet connection of some device and link up to the link at the city and download the software. That's kind of how I interpreted the language.
That's how I understood it.
Yeah.
But I'm not a technology. I'm not into that at all. So
who demonstrates in the sentence it says, who demonstrates that to the customer? Does the city or does automated energy? I assume it's them.
It's automated energy.
Yeah. So I know. I guess to answer your question, no. I don't think
it can't be construed.
I'm not confused by it. I just don't understand. I'm like Jeff. I don't really understand. I'm not a.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
The customer will have more work to do than we will.
Right.
Because he'll have to keep track of what he's being fed to control the demand, you know.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's not going to work for him.
And that's the information piece that's so beneficial to the businesses.
Right.
Is the fact that they can see, well, goodness gracious, when I turn on five different machines, it jacks my price up to X amount.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Terry, have you been involved with this? Okay. And is that a challenge? To provide a link?
If it's just a link, no. I mean, I presume that they'll have it based on their internet site.
Right, just it'll just go a link from city right to their...
From their site, not ours.
And we do that today with
do.
Other links.
Right. Yeah, with our
page. And we can probably just put it under the electric department's page, right?
You can put it anywhere you want
yeah,
to.
Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem.
Water.
we have any other questions or discussions about the program?
So you guys have the agreement?
No. potentially in a past Board of Works meeting minutes.
Oh yeah, I've got the this is where they it's $27 a month. From 1 to 30 customers. And then the flat monthly service. But there's a waiver in there somewhere, though. Did we waive the charge?
We waived the installation fee, right?
That's correct.
The installation fee of the meter.
There's still $100.
That's what we waived.
But they still pay $100?
There's a $100 setup fee and then the monthly.
We pay it.
The first
one pays $100.
No, they do.
No, there's two different. We're installing the meter, and then they pay a $100 setup installation fee to AEI, right? And it's a pass-through for us.
Yes.
So there's two different $100. Well,
setup.
There's a $100 fee, and then there's a set. Then there's our personal.
Yeah, Columbia City.
$25.
Oh, AEI one time setup at $100 per meter.
So that is, and then it's $20.
That's what.
Right, but that's
automated
but
energy bills.
Yes, but that's the that's a pass-through. That's a pass-through, because what that is it's a program set up for the meter, right?
Correct.
It has nothing to do with the actual physical meter. It's the program set up of the meter. So that's what they pay us, and we pass that through. We actually are paying, internally paying for the setup of the meter, not the program setup of the meter, if that makes sense.
The physical setup,
yes.
Rather than...
Which has nothing to do with the agreement.
That's correct, yes. The meter physical setup has nothing to do with the agreement. That is correct. Thanks for the clarification. Are you thoroughly confused now?
No, I really don't. I mean, I understand how it works.
Yeah.
Make sure we're not.
Yeah.
And we're not adding more cost to us.
Yes, it's still our meter. Yep. The meter does not transfer. The only thing that is the programming of the meter that AEI program has the special program for the meter. You can also look at the Board of Works meeting minutes from, or excuse me, the agenda from 11/27, and that has the agreement in there also.
Well, I think as a utility board, I mean, I think this is just part of our focus is how to help the customers. And if it's one customer or if it's 10 customers, I think we still need to treat them all equally. And this program, I think we're willing to take the risk to try it, and we know that if it doesn't work, we can always stop. I mean, again, we're only talking about it. If you had 100% participation, I think we're under 30 customers to begin with.
Yeah.
So
what's the maximum amount of customers that could be a part of this program if 100% used it here in the city?
There was.
Are we talking like
20?
Yeah. Yeah.
Around 20, 22. And frankly, I think I shared this with you before, that there's only a handful of them that would actually potentially benefit from it. The majority of them don't have high. Although they're industrial power billing customers, their usage and their demand isn't high enough that they'd ever benefit from any information from it. So, realistically, at 5-6.
Okay. Well. Last call for questions or discussions? No? Okay. Then I will make a motion that we enter into the service agreement between Automated Energy and the City of Columbia City. Yeah. I don't think there needs to be any additional information. What do you think? I can't find any additional information that I need to add to that motion. So that'll be my motion.
Okay, second.
Okay. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign? It's unanimous. Okay. Thank you for your persistence on that, Jeff. Okay. Any other old business that I'm forgetting? Okay, we'll go to department reports, and we'll start with the lighting guru of our community, Mike Cook.
We finished up our barn monitoring last week. We're just waiting on the results of that. We did receive the part for our mixer that we've been waiting on. That part came from Sweden, so it took about 12 weeks to get here. That's been installed, and the mixer is back reinstalled in the tank and working. We have both mixers back up and operating in our storage tank. Procurement has started industrial inspections, and also been doing some sampling for potential limit changes with our new permits. So we're setting a baseline now and testing or sampling from different places in town, and we'll get those results back and see what we need to do.
I'm assuming it'll be more strict.
Yeah, it is. So, yeah, we'll have to make some adjustments. They're being more strict on this, so then we need to hand them down to the industrial people too. So we started working on that now to kind of get a jump on it. I mailed off the CEU packet to the item today for all the new equipment that was installed during the last project, the training we had on it. I got a sample back for that, so we filled out all our credit reports today, and I sent those back to item for the hours. And I talked with the treasurer from the NIOA, Northern Indiana Operators Association, and tentatively it's going to be scheduled for June 12th of next year is when we'll have our plant tour and then a speaker and a luncheon.
Great.
And he's working on getting a speaker and stuff like that, and then we'll have to reserve a spot. Since typically there's 30 to 40 people that show up to him, so we'll be doing that. We'll be hosting that in June.
Great. Okay, question to Mike. Okay, thanks, Mike. I don't know if we have that much public safety, so we'll just go right down the board. Tom?
Just a few things. Been working on our employee evaluations. That's been going fairly well for our department. Our candy giveaway that is happening December 24th at 6 o'clock p.m. at the courthouse. It's been going on for 500 years, over 130 years. Everything was going really well. People were giving donations, and then the candy place that we normally get our candy from kind of lost our order. So I've been working with the sales rep and from the Barley and Sather, which is not for our candy, to make sure that they get us our candy. She's making a personal delivery tomorrow to bring down the candy. The factory told her that would be acceptable, and I really commend them for that.
Does Santa have enough oranges?
Yes, Santa is going to have enough oranges.
Okay, good.
And Santa will have his candy. That's been all taken care of.
Great.
And I told you guys about training, that we have been going through a lot of training. I still got four guys going through some training. And you're going to be seeing some of our equipment on the road and in use, possibly, and going back and forth to like Southwest Fire District. To be the engine they use for some training. So if you do see our older truck, 102, going back and forth to Fort Wayne a couple times, that would be the reason why. They allow us to do our training at their training facility, but we have to furnish our own pumping equipment. So other than that, things are going very well. Jake Trader, the instructor that's in charge of the county's training at this year, said that all of our candidates are performing nicely.
Great. Questions of Tom. Thank you, Tom. Terry.
Finished some wiring out at the water department to get their, I believe it's called a HAC, water testing equipment on the network, so it can feed its data directly into the computer. And SDS Communications finished some work out at the park installing new weatherproof boxes for the new cameras that will be on the bathrooms and the bridge. And we received about 25 applications for the new positions that we're going to have in January. turned those over to HR today, so we'll be going through those, and we'll hopefully cut that down to a reasonable number. We've also, Amy, LaRue, and Chris have found some software company that develops software for testing each specific types of jobs, so HR is looking at that to see if that's something we can use in testing people that are applying for the job.
Interesting.
That's all I have.
Questions of Terry? Thank you, Terry. Jim?
This past Saturday, we had our written test for our new hire process. We've had 35 applicants take the test. 23 are moving on to the physical agility test, which will be held this Saturday at the high school. And part of that test will be indoors, part of it will be outdoors. Take us a couple hours to run through the 23 applicants through the physical agility test. Officers have done a good job on kind of ramping up and being proactive with our bank patrols and the walkthroughs of the many banks we have here in town. I'm just trying to be real proactive when we see what's going on in Fort Wayne with the banks. And we have met with the sergeants and the detectives to go over performance goals for 2013, and the sergeants have begun to meet with the officers to do that same process as well. So hope to have all those wrapped up in the next week or so.
Questions of Tim? Thank you, Tim. Larry?
We installed a new pole behind the computer shop on Main Street. They redid the back of their building, and we were fastened on it, and it was pulling some of the bricks out up above, so we installed a pole there to take the relief off of that. Had a call down to South Woodley. They had a bad pole, which we sent a crew down there and got that changed for them. And then, lo and behold, on shutoff day, we had an emergency at South Willie. Car had hit a three-phase pole, so I had to send five guys down there that day, which Rosie was kind of disturbed about not having shutoffs on the proper time. But then that turned out to be a blessing because we had 70 shutoffs that day, and by waiting a day extra, we only had 30. So we got the shutoffs done after. We've, of course, been trimming and cutting trees. Changed the breakers over to Sandy House so that we wouldn't have any policeman fatalities by shutting the breakers off for the Christmas lights. Check the subs as usual. Repaired a number of meters. Had a transformer we changed out, an old style transformer that had PCBs in it, changed that out. Then we had our general work orders and locates. And both of my guys that are off on the sick leave are doing very well, so
good.
We were glad to hear that.
Glad to hear that. Questions of Larry? Thank you, Larry. Jeff?
An update on the trail extension. Last week, the bike rack and water fountain pad was poured down to south of the pond in Morse's Park. Niblock has pretty much finished feathering back the side slopes from the edge of the trail pavement, and and it looks really good. What they'll do is come back in the spring and do a final touch up on that and get it seated, obviously, and then also put the top coat surface asphalt on. I think they did a really good job. And I want to thank Mark, too, because every time that we had a potential change in the scope of the project, every time I called Mark, he was right there to give input and direction. And the latest was on the fence and the split rail fence, and So, yeah, I thank him for being available on that, because this is my first go around with this type of thing. So definitely needed the assistance and the help. The bridge itself, the railroad ties for the decking are sitting down there waiting to be put on. The contractor didn't realize that the adhesive to put it on with was a special product that is not an in-stock item, and so it's ordered, and I'm just hoping that it's one of those all-weather adhesives that can be put on, you know, in climate weather. So we'll see. Met last week with Nadine Lamley and John Goetz for the MS4 work, and I'll tell you what, this guy seems really sharp. He's got a background in engineering, has worked with utilities in the past, so although he doesn't know stormwater per se, he's got a lot of I'll say skill sets and knowledge to bring to the table. I was really excited once we finished that meeting, so looking forward to working with John on that. The 205 project drug on long enough, waiting for an answer back from our good friends at the federal level, that we needed to do a title update for the property that we're wanting to purchase from Connie Dye. That was done, and the buyer, our authorized buyer, was given the go-ahead as of yesterday with that offer. I'm just so glad that, you know, real estate transactions don't take this long usually, because our whole economy would crash, I think. But anyway, it is on the move. And then met with Doug McKibben last week. He is the owner of City Ford, City Chevrolet, and the former Trier's campus on South Main Street. And he wanted to advise us, if you drive by there, it's not a secret, it's one of his subsidiaries is going to be taking over the showroom building, and that is Auto Credit USA. And then from there, we were brainstorming what potential uses could be viable for the former parts and service facility on the east side. I think we came up with a lot of good ideas, and we're going to continue trying to get that filled up. And last but not least, got some good news today on the former substation site on South Chauncey Street, that we've found some contamination between that and Chauncey Street when we were doing the sewer project. If you recall, we had to do cleanup direction through IDEM for that, and once we got it all cleaned up, sent them the final results, they had an opportunity to come back and ask us to do further testing. What we went ahead and did was to take a proactive approach to that and did some testing on our own, and everything has come back clean. So we're good. Even if the state comes back to us at this point, we now have the proof in hand that we're good. So after all the hair pulling on that project, that was a good news and good time of the year to have it. You know, it was kind of our gift. So that's all I've got this evening.
Questions of Jeff? Thank you, Jeff. Mark?
Jeff gave the update on the trail, which I appreciate all of his work he's put into that. I know it's been a lot of meetings, and so it's been a good experience having him do that for us. So thanks, Jeff. We've been working in the bathrooms at the pavilion. Basically, the pavilion's all the walls inside are down. We've had a lot of community service helping us with that project. It's all been done by us in-house. And the plan is to rebuild those bathrooms and renovate those over the winter here. So that should look a lot different once spring comes. But been a lot of work. And appreciate Thor bringing his guys down, helping us with that. We also cut down a tree that had fallen down at the front of the park. It was done for quite a while, but we also took a tree down that was dead in our playground area. Since the playground had been removed, we had a specific tree that continually had big branches falling from it, and it was a concern with it being right by the playground. So we were actually able to take that down, and then we'll be installing a new playground here soon to replace the one that was taken out. We had the Dashing Through the Snow 5K last Friday. Didn't have as many runners as last year. We had 66 runners, somewhere in there. It was a good event. A lot of enthusiasm. It was a lot of fun. I enjoy doing those. We were able to make a little bit of money, not as much as normal, but we made about $300 after the whole event was over. We have put together, the mayor and I, an aquatic facility task force. Our first meeting is scheduled for January 9th at 6 o'clock, and that'll be up here. And majority of those people have all contacted me saying they'd be interested in serving on that. And so that's kind of where we're at with that committee. Our father-daughter dance is February 8th, so there's been a lot of work around the office getting things ready for that event. This year it will be at the 4-H Center. It'll be a little bit different, just trying to take it to different places and see how they work. Working on that. Also, still with baseball and softball registration right around the corner, we've worked with a little bit of registration forms, getting things ready for that real soon. We had two new scoreboards delivered today from Pepsi, so it's kind of exciting to see those come in and know that, you know, we're planning on replacing the one on the girls' varsity softball field. It'll be a wireless scoreboard, and then also putting the other one down at DeVol Field. And then hopefully we can replace the one that's on the varsity field now and put that on field 5 and maybe have one there. Our contract with Pepsi, I believe it states that every 2 or 3 years we get a new scoreboard, and they've been behind. So when I contacted them about a month ago, they were very willing to give us our two scoreboards that we need. And after this year, I think we get another one next year. So we'll be caught up with them on the scoreboards. So that's it.
Questions, Mark?
Mark, when did you say that meeting was here?
August 9th, so Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. I'm sorry, January 9th.
You really?
6 p.m. I think we're planning on in here, aren't we?
Yeah, up here.
Yeah.
Why is it August?
I don't know. That's a good question. I really. How did the Beaver Dam project? Or is it still being worked on?
It's still be. Well, they have to trap them first and kill them first, or whatever. Get rid of the beavers first. So if you were to go back there now, the dams are probably still there, but I do think that they're being trapped. What they told me, the county, is that they wouldn't just take the dams away yet until they know the beavers are gone, because pretty much they would have them rebuilt the next day. So that's kind of. I don't know where. Dan, have you heard anything about that?
I've not heard any more advance.
Okay. I do know that they did say that it's been a big problem this year, more than normal.
Really?
Yeah.
It's interesting. Yeah. Okay. Tom, do you have an update on that project?
I do not.
Okay. Thanks, Tom. Mark, do you have anything else?
No.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. Mike?
Todd and Mark attended a two-day conference down in Columbus last week at the Indiana Rural Water Association. And then we went around and got all of our meter pits that are in driveways and sidewalks winterized. And we've started checking all the fire hydrants for the winter. Fixed a service line leak on North Elm Street. And then all the annual maintenance of testing of the wells and high service pumps was done last week. And also, I met with Kevin Biggs about the location to run the water line from 100 South through up to into Eagle Glen to find out what their plans were for that last field they have. And then tomorrow, we got a one-hour meeting with a guy from Griffin Pipe to explain and talk about ductile iron pipe versus PVC pipe, the good and bad of both. And then on Thursday, I have a meeting with Paul Hansen from Ductile Iron Research talking more on that corrosion issue. Mm-hmm. So that's about it.
Okay. Questions of Mike? Thank you, Mike. Kelly?
We had a couple trucks out this morning spreading some material down. That was our first attempt of the year here. Kind of snuck up on us this morning, but I guess a wake up to what's to come, I guess.
It should be noted that when I took this job, I asked Kelly when usually the first snowfall is, and he said December 9th or 10th, and today was December 10th, and they had to put down material. So you're like
Brownie.
You're like Groundhog.
My criticism.
Whatever the Groundhog's name is. Punxsutawney Phil.
And we'd been changing these signs. Tom has a question.
He was off by a day, man. Today's the 11th.
Oh, today's the 11th. That's right. Yesterday was the 10th.
Yeah.
Well, it started snowing last night. It's my political skills. Go ahead.
The signs that were in the ordinance to change out here on, we got the locates done, and we got those taken care of around the city hall here, and your sign out there. Eagle Glen on Ravenwood, got those no parking signs in, and discovered here was a week ago that the Welcome to Columbia City sign out on 205 was missing, along with the mayor's sign and the post and everything. So
who wouldn't want my name in their house?
I know it. It's probably in your house. I better go look at your
in your garage.
Yeah.
So you bet. That's right. That's
we have those replaced. So if anybody sees a Welcome to Columbia City sign around, let me know and I'll get it picked up. We've been trimming alleys back and got those done, and we have a crew out on the streets now trimming those back out of the curb line. And we made one more pass around town picking up any extra piles that were put out. So we're done with that. We're cleaning up the leaf machines, and we're moving on towards snow.
Question for you. I had some residents come up and ask me, and I should have asked you before this, and I just apologize, Kelly, but they had asked me why there was all kinds of dirt, especially on Main Street.
That's the state.
That's what I thought. But
they put oil down in the cracks,
okay,
and then they sand it.
Is that kind of their way to winterize?
Just to try to get the cracks buttoned up.
So
debris doesn't get in there and cause potholes and stuff. So.
Okay.
Yeah, but then they just leave the sand lay there is what I don't understand. But
then we have to take our machine out and pick it all up.
Or Mike gets it down the water.
Mike gets it through the stormwater system. Yeah.
Yep, that's that would be Main Street, and then from out to 30 from 205. Yeah.
Okay. Questions of Kelly? Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Marcia?
The only thing I have is, Jeff had just sent me an email earlier today on this, is I would like to request a executive session on a litigation matter. Probably only need about 15 minutes, but would like to handle it in an executive session next week, if that's possible, or the week after. I don't know if we get. I'd bring it up here since maybe we can look at calendars and try to figure out when that could be done.
Yeah, if we can get that scheduled as soon as the meeting's over, I think.
Okay.
That's okay. Yep. Okay. Thanks, Marcia.
Yeah, four words.
Thanks, Marcia.
That's it.
Rosie? Nothing? Walt?
Nothing.
Dan?
I don't know if it's Board of Works, but the timing of the stoplights, not the timing it takes to get them, how long you set it. At the stoplights there at Chauncey and Line, and they're not Chauncey and Line, Chauncey and Van Buren.
And Van Buren.
And even the ones down at Line and North Street. It seems like that thing turns red every time I get up to it. God knows how long. It seems like for a lot longer than necessary. And it's not just me, though. I've had some other complaints about how long you're sitting there, especially at Chauncey and Van Buren, and even possibly at Line and Van Buren, because it's, granted there's five or maybe three or four cars go through it, but then you're still sitting there for a period of time. I just wonder you know, who does the timing on those? I talked to Kelly, and he said that we used to have a state highway guy, I think Tom Zizek used to do it years ago, but I don't know who messes with the timing of that or if it's something that needs to be addressed.
Larry said he does.
No. I held my hand up. Tom still does it for us.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
I have his number. If you need to get in contact with him, I can tell him what our problem is.
Oh, okay. So we can get the lights retimed?
Yeah.
Or verify how it's set up.
How the sequence
is.
How it is set up today. Because I don't know. You may have a record of how it's set up today. Or he may be able to tell us how it's set up today.
He could probably tell us. I don't have any record.
Yeah, I'm not. Until we know how it's set up, we don't know how to change.
Yeah.
Or is there a set time you have to have so people can get across the street?
I'm sure
there could be a timer, like when you're down in India, they give you like 35 seconds to get across there before it turns. I mean, I don't know. I just wondered if there's a set time that has to be.
That's a good point.
It does seem like we are sitting there a long time and nothing's happening.
Do you know if those are just on a timer? Are they motion activated or
no? They're on a timer.
So it's so
there's not a traffic count or anything like that. No,
but nothing that triggers them other than once they're triggered, it goes through a time sequence. So that's probably what you're hitting is how it's programmed.
Yeah, it just goes every 45 seconds or whatever. I don't know if you can cut it back to 35 seconds. It'd be better.
It depends on what side of the intersection you're setting on.
Either way, 35 seconds either way would be better than, I don't know, it just seems like you're there for a long time. And after the guy complained to me, I got up there, and of course it turned red when I got there.
Okay.
Okay. So I just wondered.
Yeah. Well, Larry, if you will remind me, let's meet on that and see what we can do.
Okay.
You know, if you're heading westbound, it times out pretty well if you run the speed limit to go westbound straight through.
Well, I'm not too worried about, you know, how you get a straight shot through. I'm just worried about how long it's set. You know, the people that were complaining to me were 20.
But the other side, the pedestrian standing there just as long. Especially in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get it taken care of.
How that works. 40 patients.
Very good. I don't really have anything outside of this will be our last Board of Works meeting until Christmas, so Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everybody.
Oh, so we're not having the 26th?
We are having the 26th. But that's after Christmas.
Yeah, it is. I was going to say, is the 26th, is that flexible or is that we locked into that?
I think we're locked into that unless for some reason we don't have an agenda and then we won't meet.
But there's no agenda, is
every day at Eagle
Mountain. It's just the day after
Coast downhill.
Larry,
I have something else that I thought Dan was going to bring up.
I can bring it up now. The signs.
Yeah.
Christmas signs. Yeah. I was going to thank him in council, but I'll thank him again.
Okay.
Well, now.
Sorry about that, Dan.
No, that's all right.
I didn't do it.
So that's what
this
is.
The signs look great. The new signs for the Christmas decorating are far superior than what we had before.
Oh, I look forward to seeing them.
They're very nice.
Joanne, thank Joanne. She made him. I just mounted him on the old boards.
Okay. Good.
Well, the decorations look, again, just to add to that, the city decorations, I think, have really lightened up the holiday spirit.
Christmas decorations. Mike is very unhappy with all the old decorations he has in his building now. Howard gave us that building, now Mike wants it back, so it sounds like I'm going to have to get them decorations out of there. What should I do with them?
Just raise the rent, I guess.
Well, I think Larry.
The building's mine.
Larry, I think if you remember, I think we had talked about potentially selling them to another community or deciding to scrap the metal. So I'm not. We need to make that decision as to where we're going to go with that. But
The latter would be the best.
You think the scrap?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, when we talk about the traffic lights, let's talk about the.
Okay.
Let's talk about the Christmas decorations.
Is there any scratch
work? Okay. Well, if there's nothing else, questions from media? No? Okay. Audience?
No. Thanks for asking.
Okay.